everybody loves a night out, whether it's seeing your favorite band in person or maybe being there in the crowd to cheer on your favorite team. Well, with the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program, you can go to the concert or show of your choice and earn credit towards your next live event. Vivid Seats is the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to go to. You can sort by price or look for seats in the section and row of your choice, all in the Vivid Seats app. To make things even better, Vivid Seats now has a loyalty program that allows fans to earn credit back. All you need to do is use the Vivid Seats app to purchase tickets and start earning today. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download the Vivid Seats app. Fans are automatically enrolled in the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program. Every purchase is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee. From the biggest concerts and games to the hottest theater shows and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and join the Vivid Seats Rewards loyalty program today. Make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code ESPN25 for 10% off your next order.
Look at this ball off the bat of Paul DeJong last night. Every time you watch it, it gets even more English. More English. This is like a game I play. I go on Google Maps. I needle drop anywhere in England, and within 3 inches, there is a hysterical village. Barton in the beans! Ow! Barton in the beans. Yeah, let's go.
It's a game only you play.
Too much Sky News for you, reality.
Oh, Barton in the beans? You don't want to grow up and Barton in the beans? All right, Tim Kalishaw, I'll put it up to our Supreme Court. He said Zeke would be done by Tuesday, 3 p.m. local. He tweeted this. Yes. Give or take an hour. How does 14 hours later stand up, national panel? Do we give Kalishaw credit?
Give it to
him. Okay, Tim, you avoided the Darrell Revis situation. Uh-huh. $50 million guaranteed. Most ever for a running back. What does it mean, Tim? And is all well with the Cowboys?
Oh, I think all is very well. The player won, and that's really what you want in negotiations. You don't want a situation where at the end of it, everybody's saying, oh, the team clobbered their own player. He feels bad. His teammates hate him for taking a team-friendly contract. Yeah. In this case, he's the highest-paid running back. He got more guaranteed money than Todd Gurley. He was 2 years away from free agency. The Cowboys could have franchised him after that. So he got about $25 million more than he could have had he just played out the contract and gone the other direction. Cowboys are fine with it. They wanted him in. They feel like they're ready to roll. This is a good day for the
just
Cowboys.
Just as you accurately predicted, plus or minus 14 hours. Sort of. Dominique, what happens now with the Cowboys? Yeah, is all normal? All is well? Zeke wins?
Yeah, I think it's fine. The Cowboys, I think Zeke did win, like Tim said, but I think the Cowboys won also because we all know that their Super Bowl chances increase with Ezekiel Elliott, not just because their offense is better, but because his ability to run the ball improves their defense. Their time of possession is amazing with Zeke on the field. And since 2016, when Zeke joined the team, this team has defended less drives than anyone else in the NFL.
Wow, that's a stat I didn't even know we kept. Very well done, Dominique. Clinton Yates.
Gotta Google.
Who's the winner? Is there a loser?
I think the only person who's a loser in this situation is Jerry Jones, just because it seems like he came across as unnecessarily combative over something that ultimately you should have done. You picked him top five. He was really good. You should have expected to want to have to pay him, or else otherwise you would have been the ones with the bust. So what was taking you so long to give him the money that he was worth? I mean, I'm just not really sure I understand why it had to get to this point in order for him to get his cash. But of course he comes back. The guy leaves the league, you know, in terms of yards after contact. He's a bruiser. He missed three, you know, he has so many touches. Look, the team's not that good anyway, which is fine, but they were certainly not going to be good without him.
All right. Okay. Sarah Spain, you want to build on that from Yates?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess Jerry Jones just had to bake another pie, right? Because he kept saying that they didn't have any more pieces of the pie, and as it turned out, they absolutely did. In fact, Lael Collins may have been the one who made the new pie because $6 million of cap space based off that deal that they made with him. All those deals that Jerry tried to pretend were taking money from Zeke, in fact, were probably helping make space so that they could organize all the guys that they need to sign. This was inevitable. We've been saying since the beginning, Jerry Jones has a history of giving guys what they want in order to get them, and Jerry Jones is not in a position to wait a long time to see if this team can win, which meant this was always going to happen for Zeke. Yes, he's the big winner. The big loser, I guess, would be the Cowboys because they could have had him in camp even earlier, but maybe they needed to do this whole song and dance to figure out if they could get that number down just a little bit. Maybe they did. In the end, it doesn't
matter. Real quick, does that matter, Dominique? You've been in camps before, so I'll ask you directly. Does it matter when someone like Ezekiel Elliott comes into camp? Can he be full load week one now?
Yeah, I think it definitely does matter, but I also think Zeke is a special type of player. You don't pay him that type of money to not give him the ball. So I think they're going to give him the ball early and see how he does. If he looks to be healthy and they look happy with it, when it comes fourth quarter and they need this win, as we all know, it's against the Giants, a divisional opponent, a game that they need to win if they have that, if they're going to reach the aspirations they have, they're not going to be handed it to that Pollard guy. They're going to give it to the guy who they just promised $50 million guaranteed.
How many touches Sunday, Tim? What are you hearing from the Cowboys? What are they expecting to do?
Not hearing much directly from them, but I'm going to say get 16, 17 touches. He won't have his normal load, but Dominique's right. They'll see, and if he's fine, they're going to keep feeding him because that's what they do.
Here's the thing to remember through all this, though. Zeke money is Miles Plumlee money in the NBA. Zeke money is half of Goff money in the NFL. Let's talk about Goff. Let's talk about what quarterbacks get compared to running backs. Goff just got $110 million guaranteed. Every deal is the new biggest deal. This is the new biggest deal ever. Biggest for a quarterback, which means biggest for any NFL player, through 2024, when he'll be 30 years of age. So my question, and I'll start with you, Sarah Spain, did the Rams just lock themselves up just right, or lock themselves up maybe a little too much with Jared Goff?
I don't think they had the option to go any less than this. It was a sliver more than what Wentz got, which is what we see with a successful winning quarterback every time there's a contract. It's about the timing of the deal. He timed it well enough to be the biggest, the best, the most right now, and the next guy who gets a deal is going to beat it, whether it's by a sliver or a larger margin. I think they needed to do this. I'm not so sure about Goff. When you pair him with McVay and when his running back is healthy and when he's got his receivers, he looks good, but we see what happens when any of those pieces fall to the wayside. He doesn't look as strong. But when you've got a winning quarterback in the NFL and there is a dearth of talent to the point where we've still got Peterman and Glennon, and why am I only picking on the Raiders? I don't know. When you've got those guys still out there, that shows you when you have someone like him, you got to spend the money. You got to spend it, and they had to do it.
You used the phrase winning quarterback, though. It seems like you're drawing a correlation between quarterback's wins and quarterback value. Dominique, you seem skeptical. Where are you on this?
No, I mean, I understand that they paid him. I was surprised that he got paid this much. I've been listening to sports all, people talk about sports all day, and everyone seems like this was a foregone conclusion. A week ago, no one would have thought that Jared Goff was going to be the highest paid player in NFL history. He's getting paid more than everyone else, and we always talk about how those quarterbacks get the money because of the next deal. It's normally the following offseason. He's gotten up on Carson Wentz, who's an MVP type of player, in the same offseason. It's surprising to me. I'm happy he's got it, and I think they're going to be happy with the deal, but it's still shocking that he is the highest paid player in NFL history.
Glenn Yates?
It's not that shocking to me in a situation like you have. He's a young guy. He's been to a Super Bowl. They want to keep him. Look, you want to talk about if you take away his coach, you take away his best running back, you take away his wide receiver, he's not that good. How many NFL quarterbacks are going to be that good if you take away their best three top weapons? I think with what he's had, he's done pretty well. And if McVay thinks he can improve him as a player, again, I say this all the time, worst coach position in the league. If McVay thinks he can actually get better, absolutely worth it to keep this guy at
you
this
point. You do say it all the time.
He's already been, which is a Super Bowl. That's my point.
Yes, okay. What is the best coach position in the NFL, by the way? Punter? I mean, you think they do a really good job. Tim Kalisha, how about you?
It's really just a whose turn is it kind of thing in the NFL. A couple years ago, Derek Carr was the highest paid quarterback. Some of us might have said that's a good thing. I don't remember.
Okay.
But, you know, these things become fluid after a while. I will say this. We all know in December, Goff stats started to drop. Is it because Cooper Kupp went out? Is it because Gurley wasn't as effective at the end of the year? How much do those things, does he have to have everything perfect around him? Because I don't know. I still see Wentz as better than Goff, even though he just passed.
Signing somebody to an extension in year four, it's something the Rams have done quite a bit. They did it with Gurley. They did it with Tavon Austin. They did it with Quinn. I think if you look back at some of those, you're not even sure. I mean, some of those guys even aren't on the team anymore, whether it's the right move. Here's a question. How many times will the Rams need to make the Super Bowl in those 6 years in order for this deal to be worth it? Sarah, can you get your arms around that?
Honestly, I don't think it's about getting to the Super Bowl. I know that that's the goal, but I think there's plenty of great quarterbacks that keep your team in contention and keep you from looking for that position and rebuilding every year, looking, that it's worth it even without it. I'm sure they'd love to go.
So that's not an answer to the question. Clinton Yates, how about you? How many times in the next 6 years?
I would say one, mainly also because there's a branding element here. Let's not forget, people were like, the LA Rams, really? That's going to happen? Well, it has happened. If it gets the two Super Bowls, it will have defeated.
Dominique?
Yeah, I'm with Clinton. I think one would be nice. I think Sarah's right. Logically, it doesn't have to get the one. But let's be honest. We're going to be judging them at the end of this contract and judging McVay and judging Goff on whether they've been able to get to or win some Super Bowls. So they have to do
and
at least
just
one.
A number from you, Tim Kalisha?
I've got more than just a number. The Rams have won one Super Bowl in their entire history, and they were in St. Louis. They need to win one with Jared Goff in L.A.
We'll move on. One more NFL headline. Matt LaFleur, the week before his coaching debut with the Packers.
You guys just will not stop with this Audible thing. It's unbelievable. What do you guys want me to say? We've given him, you know, all the freedom. So if he sees something and he's got the green light to do whatever.
If you see something, say something, Clinton Yates. Clinton, did he convince you Audible thing is not a thing?
Absolutely not. I thought it was a thing a month ago. I think it's a bigger thing now, and a bigger problem for me is that if it's not a thing, it should be a thing, because this is an actual problem. You're Matt LaFleur. He's Aaron Rodgers. If you're not communicating and it's any issue at all and it comes out, you need to solve it. Why? Because you're the new guy, and it doesn't even matter about the perception of it or the veracity of the arguments. If you can't get on the same page, you can't do the football correctly, very plainly. And if they're still talking about this and not talking about the actual opponents week one, out in Green Bay, you've got issues, man. It's not about a judgment of how good you are. It's about whether or not you can manage your communication. You can't.
Dominique?
Yeah, they're on the same page. It's Aaron Rodgers' page, and that's the page that they should be on. This is not just a normal situation where you bring in a new head coach, and the head coach has to kind of establish some credibility. The credibility lies with Aaron Rodgers. When they got rid of Mike McCarthy, we understood that this is Aaron Rodgers' offense. So I think that Matt LaFleur, the best thing he can do is to build trust with Aaron Rodgers and make suggestions. Put together a game plan and hope Aaron Rodgers believes in the game plan that you submit. But we're not in a position where some would argue the best quarterback we ever had in this league is going to kowtow to Matt LaFleur, who was the 29th ranked offense as the offensive coordinator of the Titans last year. Let's calm down on this. If Matt LaFleur thinks that this is his team or his offense, it's Aaron Rodgers.
Kalisha?
Yeah, it's a thing because Matt LaFleur is not yet a thing. He's a guy who bumped into Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay in the hall a few times. He called plays once, as Dominic Ooh. Just suggested, Ooh. Last year in Tennessee, a season they pretty much convinced everybody Marcus Mariota can't play. So it wasn't really a raging success. And now he's telling Aaron Rodgers, I've got my system. I don't think so.
Ah, you guys are killing LaFleur, our new coach. Sarah, let me ask you two this way. How should LaFleur approach this now? Keep in mind what he's done for the last 4 months, but now, as the season begins this week.
Right. Well, I mean, I think the problem is that he's the one who brought it up to an interviewer in the first place and mentioned the Audible thing. So now he's got to clean up the thing that he let everyone in on. I disagree with you guys. Listen, I understand it's Aaron Rodgers' team, and I do think that the power structure begins with him. But if you're a coach who's getting dogged like you guys are dogging him, the worst thing you could do is show up and immediately just be like, well, I'm not really in charge. It's Aaron's team. That's not going to work when you're trying to coach every other guy on the roster. Yeah. And it's probably not going to get you much respect from Aaron Rodgers either. It's about balancing why you believe in what you are bringing to the table, and of course listening to Aaron Rodgers and finding somewhere in the middle there, because if he just shows up and says whatever you want,
Dominique, you're shaking your head no.
No, because I think that he can make suggestions, he can put together a game plan, but it comes down to what Aaron runs. We talked about Sean McVay and Jared Goff. That's one of the things that we hear out of the Rams all the time, that Sean McVay is very collaborative. He's not a guy who walks in and tells him what to do. Yeah. So if it's good enough for Jared Goff, it's obviously good
enough
for Aaron
Rodgers. Could it be one of those situations where you can have a conversation with somebody before, like you talk to Rodgers, you know, I'm going to go out there publicly, I'm going to say this is my team, but we know this is your team. I mean, I do that all the time with you guys, right? Oh, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to mute you, but I love you guys. Don't worry about it. Buy or sell next.
That doesn't work either.
So many things.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
We were talking money earlier, NFL money versus NBA money. Here's another thing that's real in NFL money. This is the letter the Raiders sent Antonio Brown, telling him he's been fined twice this August, $54,000 total. And more is coming if he skips out on team activities. We know this because Antonio Brown posted this letter, and his response, there's no stopping me now, devil is a lie, everybody has to pay. Dominique, you care to translate that for us?
Oh, yeah, no need to translate. It's pretty straightforward. It makes perfect sense to me. The devil is a lie, the first liar of all, and the worst liar of all. That is a fact. Everyone does have to pay, including the Raiders, who are going to pay him many millions of dollars. So what about that is confusing. The only confusing part to me is why they're finding him in the first place. They know who he is. They knew what he was when they got him. So they can't be surprised by this. I do, while I am having a little bit of fun with this, it is a little concerning because it does seem like these issues keep coming up for him, making issues out of nothing. And it seems that it could be complicated and problematic for them going forward. But who's surprised by that?
Problematic? A problematic word on their show right there. Mr. Foxworth.
Right.
Even though he was an Illuminati at the start of this answer. Yates, how about you?
That's exactly why they fined him, because they knew what they were dealing with and they didn't want it to get further out of control. Can I give some props to Mike Mayock, by the way? He seems like he sends lovely thank you notes around the holidays. You see his signature. That was great. Overall, though, he should be happy that he escaped a larger fine because, hello, he put his whole body at risk sticking his feet in a cryogenic chamber without any socks.
So you still say that's the biggest issue here.
He's happy to get away. Yes, the judgment he used in protecting his body to play football.
How about the judgment here in airing out the laundry, showing the team letter? Sarah, you want to review that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not at all surprising from a guy who never believes that he has to be accountable, because things somehow always seem to work out in his favor, no matter how much he protests, no matter how much he holds out. The fact that he actually have to pay these fines is annoying to him, because he thought somehow he'd get away with it because people like Dominique are like, oh, you should know better than to fine him. Of course you fine him. He didn't show up. And now he's complaining about it, just as we'd expect.
Tim Kalischow?
As strange as this sounds, the Raiders don't want to become the Steelers, a team that let Antonio Brown walk all over them, shoot Facebook Live videos after losses while Mike Tomlin's talking to the team. Mike Mayock is actually trying to take a little bit of a stand and reel this guy in a bit and make this thing work.
We'll see what type of response he gets and how it plays out in the field in about 4 days. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, how you stop Giannis. You stick a 39-year-old 15 years removed from his 10-game stint in the NBA on him. This is how Brazil beat Greece, the World Cup. Brazilian coach waxing in the glory of beating Greece. Alex holding Giannis to 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist.
Why this sport is wonderful. On the other side, you have the guy who won MVP. He is 23 years old. And who stops him tonight? The guy who has 40 years old and kick his ass from the court. That's the basketball.
That's an incredible pan out, by the way, to Petrovic, coach. Sarah, what do you buy? What do you sell from that walk-off?
I mean, I'm buying the fact that the guy's actually not 40 for 7 months, so we kind of threw him under the bus there. But I'm also loving the way these coaches are rolling. Remember the Serbian coach that was like, if we meet the U.S., may God have mercy on their souls. Like, these guys are coming hard, and I love
Tim Kalischow.
You know, you earn the right to do this when you win, when you beat Giannis. You can call him out a little bit. He didn't play great. Your guy had a lot to do with it. More power to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's his only moment to have the spotlight, so give it to him. I'm sure he's not used to having cameras on him. In his biggest moment, the camera wasn't even on him. So once you give it to him, let him talk trash and have some fun.
But it was very artistic, though. You had a slow pan. Yates, how about you?
Yeah, Giannis is using this as a warm-up for the NBA, as a lot of other players could be but aren't. Ben Simmons, I'm looking at you. So, yeah, you're going to get pumped when he gets stopped. But, again, he's there for the reps, not the win.
3 of 7. It was all Giannis had in the game. I mean, I know he fouled out. Maybe give him the ball a little bit more, Greece. We'll move on. Roger Federer losing a quarterfinal in a Grand Slam. That's happened 9 times over 15 years. It's happened 3 times over 3 years. Grigor Dimitrov had never beaten Fed. Fed was up 2-1. The semifinals were just around the corner, but nope, not happening. What to buy, what to sell, Tim Kalischow?
I got to buy the way Roger Federer went out. You can see he needed back treatment after the 4th set. Didn't use that as an excuse. Didn't say anything about that. Didn't walk away like Djokovic did the other night. And this is going to happen. You know, this is going to happen. He's 38 years old. The end is going to come, and it's going to come, unfortunately, sooner than before.
Yeah, I mean, the end is going to come, and it looks like it's getting very close. I do appreciate that he fought through, but when you're 38 years old, maybe you should take a page out of Djokovic's book and go take a seat and rest up for the next tournament when you're done. If your back is done, your back is done. I don't know what you're trying to prove.
Clint Yates?
I was going to say, I'm selling that. I mean, he's never retired once in his career. And if he continues to have that be the thing that's more motivational than actually keeping his own body up, that's not going to be good for him long term. Forget his tennis career, his life in
general. Pain.
Yeah, I'm selling the idea that he needed to finish this out if he wasn't healthy. I'm buying the fact that at his age, you're going to have the perfect mix of talent and your body feeling good to finish out tournaments going forward.
Look at those scores. And look at the two that we're saying goodbye to now. Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for filling in and hosting last week when I was on vacation. And to that, I give you an early vacation now. Notice no four-way tie, Sarah. Notice that. You see the score?
It's really hard to do.
Timmy and the Fox. Showdown next.
There's crispy. And then there's crispy-er. Try our new and improved Tyson Crispy Chicken Strips. Crispy just got crispy-er.
The devil's a lie. Step your game up, Tim Kalishaw. You got Foxworth in Showdown. 44 minutes. What can you do in 44 minutes? It takes Kalishaw 44 minutes to get from the baseline to the net. Serena winning a quarterfinal match of a Grand Slam in 44 minutes. 6-1, 6-0 over Chiang Wang. A breadstick bagel over the 18th best player in the world. Do you even shower after a 44-minute match, Timmy? That's the question.
I would never name drop on the show, Tony, but I believe my 6-love, 6-3 win over Monte Ellis took about 44 minutes. I don't think I had to shower after that one. Maybe a quick rinse. Definitely not a shampoo.
You absolutely have to shower. Did you watch the match? Serena was nasty. What she did out there was dirty, so you got to wash that off at least.
Incredible that she can... She does that to the number 18 player in the world. The 18th best player in the world can only get one off
Serena. Who just beat the number 2 player in the world.
Point. Dominique, the Young's ball. Can we watch the Young's ball again? Every time you watch it, it gets even more English. Appadone, nether wallop, Compton Horsfoot. Dominique, what was more impressive, the nether wallop or Trout's home run that had the graphic pop up before it was officially a home run?
I mean, if it was just a home run, it's just a home run. That's not all that impressive. We see those all the time. But the fact that the production staff got in on the trash talk and put the graphic up beforehand, that's impressive to me.
Yeah, I don't want the graphics up too soon. That confuses me when they move the guys around the bases while they're running. I get lost on that.
I agree.
That whatever DeYoung did to that baseball,
I've never seen that before. You've seen it, a cue
that
ball.
You should see.
That's the Massey from that old commercial that was on ESPN all the time. Tim Kalishaw, you've earned this FaceTime today. Thank you.
Already we hear about players making too much money. Is Zeke really worth $15 million a year? Should the running back get that much? Let me tell you two things. Rory McIlroy won the Tour Championship at a weekend of golf. He won $15 million for that. There's a lot of money in sports. NFL teams get over $250 million per team from TV money before they pay their first contract. The money's there. Zeke deserves it.
I don't know if it's there. Not like the NBA. Not like Fortnite. You want to make money, play Fortnite. We'll see you tomorrow.